Welcome to Karen Phelps Build Your Bookings audio program that was recorded on a live teleseminar. Karen is an expert when it comes to building your direct selling business. Her It's a Party Out There, Keeping the Fun and Profit in Direct Selling program is a great follow-up to this CD. If you do not already have it, make sure you go to her website, KarenPhelps.com, to check out all the direct selling success products that are available. While you are there, you can browse through direct selling articles and sign up for her free electronic newsletters. Now here's Karen.
When I started the direct selling business, it was basically so that I could have my own, I could be my own boss, work my own hours around my family and other obligations, and it was a way that I could stay home with my children and kind of just do the things that a mom wants to do. I held an average of 3 to 4 parties a week for approximately 48 weeks of the year, and I did that consistently for 22 years, winning over 20 trips in my while I was in the direct selling, and I held several number one positions for personal and group sales. Now, the reason I tell you this is because I want you to realize that I know what it takes to book parties and to keep your calendar consistent, and I want you to just think of some of these ideas that I'm giving you as a way, if you just took a few, well, even a few of the tips that I'm going to give you today to increase your business, I guarantee you that it is going to, they're going to work for you. People always ask me, why did you keep doing so many parties? And I always said that my answer is always the same. Number one, when you love what you do, you'll never work another day in your life. I love doing parties. It was a way to get out, meet new people, and just socialize with people. I absolutely love doing parties. It was one of the parts of the business that I never minded, and I know some people don't like it as much as some of the other parts of the business, but I always liked doing the parties. The other reason I really did this, a lot of parties, was because when you, even when you're in upper-level management, when you continually do parties, you are putting yourself in front of 8 to 10 people all the time, and that is the best way for you to keep your central organization strong. So we're going to talk today about keeping your booking schedule consistent, and consistent is based on whatever you want to do to increase your business or whatever you want to, how many bookings you want to do for your business. First of all, I got to tell you one thing, in that bookings is an attitude. When you can talk about booking parties, how you, what you believe, what your mental attitude is about bookings is what is going to come across to the guests. I want you all to realize you do not have to beg and grovel for bookings. I know oftentimes we teach our new consultants when they first come into this business, we teach them to call in your favors. You know, we say, call people that owe you favors and call them and ask them to do you a favor, help you get started. And that's all fine and dandy. However, when you do that type of thing, and when you're doing that to get bookings, to get you started in the business, what happens is that we tend to forget that the booking is a win-win situation for both the consultant and also the hostess. We ask them to do us a favor, and we forget to tell them that they're going to, for doing that, for inviting us to their home, they're going to be earning free and discounted products. And so I want you to just kind of get off of the element and quit thinking about people doing you favors, and I want you to think instead of that you are doing them a favor as well as them doing you a favor, because it's a win-win situation. So when you offer these hostesses or these people, when you offer them the opportunity to earn free and discounted products for themselves, it's a win-win situation. You're going to get the paycheck, and they're going to get the free and discounted products for having you to their home. Now, it was really funny because I was going through notes, and I was talking to somebody today on the telephone, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm going back, and I'm looking through 20 years of notes that I saved, because I have files that I have saved over the years, and I've been training on bookings probably since I was in the business for only 6 months when I did my first booking seminar in front of about 800 people down in Nashville, and I was teaching people how to get bookings, and I'd only been in the business for 6 months. And I'm coming across all these things, and it was really funny because I'm looking back at these notes, and basically over the 22 years in the business, there's not a whole lot that has changed. And the biggest thing that I noticed in a lot of my notes and a lot of the different seminars that I had put up together is that I always really thought of booking as an exchange. When you go out there and do your parties, you have merchandise to sell. And it doesn't matter what your merchandise you have merchandise that most women want. And so you're going to make them an exchange. You are going to exchange your product for them, and they're going to give you a place to sell your products. So basically what you're going to be doing is you're going to be offering merchandise to them, and they're going to get it for free or at a discount, depending on whatever your company's hostess program is going to be. And in exchange for that, she's going to allow you to use her home, and she's going to invite the friends and relatives for you to have. So you're basically exchanging a place to sell for free and discounted products. And so I want you to just think of this and kind of keep your thinking going on the and just kind of keep your mental thinking going that this is a win-win situation. This is an exchange.